Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We just don't want you to stop after two, mm-hmm. after three, mm-hmm. after four, mm-hmm. after five. Quite frankly, after 100. It took me 1,100 people. It's only because I used to keep notes, my journal. Someone told me to journal. It took me 1,100 people before I really found myself in marketing. Mm. You know what I mean? That version of me that could attract success.
Right.
1,100. But out of 1,100, I ended up having 20 people that I could guide and lead, and I became a better leader through that 20. But I always think, what if I stopped at 100?
Do you think your self-talk helped you get to that point?
No doubt. No doubt. I didn't even know about self-talk, but personal development allowed me to say better things to myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was termed self-talk.
Right.
But certainly personal development allowed me to say different things to myself.
Yeah.
Like, man, I will not quit.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven and family-focused and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
What's up, Self-Talk Experience family?
Oh my gosh. Hey, we are back. We are back.
Season two,
Self-Talk Experience. How you been?
I've been amazing. It's good to be back here in the podcast world. It's an opportunity for all of us to not only learn and grow, but also to execute and to share with others what we've been learning about talking good to ourselves. And if you're new to the Self-Talk family, welcome. We know that the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves. So here we learn how to say better things to ourselves so that we can become better people. And that means we can attract better things. And who wouldn't want something better in life?
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, babe, I think that it's great that I've missed self-talk so much, but I also think it's important sometimes to do a reset.
Yeah.
And to take a second and just take a breath.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I've missed everyone, but I'm glad we had a chance to reset.
Yeah. No, and you know, we often talk about spaced repetition. And we're gonna actually talk about that today because I feel like so often we are unintentionally avoiding the very thing that makes us better.
Okay.
And people people often say things like, man, I'm just not good at that. And I was like, well, how many times have you attempted it? How many times have you done it? And they were like, well, I tried that once and it wasn't. Now, if they're not passionate about it, like, you're like, look, I'm not passionate about skydiving. Doesn't really matter how often you do it if you're not passionate about it anyway.
Right.
Like,
right.
you're not, your attempt is not to master it because you're not passionate about it.
Yeah.
But things that people want to be better at, you're going to have to do it often. Like, a whole lot.
Yes.
Like, I don't know anyone who's mastered anything. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes people are naturally talented in a certain area of life, but they really want to gain a skill, a teachable skill, and something that they can go out and succeed in life. Typically, you're going to have to repeat it over and over and over and over again until you master it.
Yes, but even if you have a natural talent, you can be really good at it.
Yeah.
But if you want to master it, like you said, you have to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's with anything.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And that's my point. It's about relationships. It could be about sports. It could be about business.
Sure.
It could be about health. You know, in the beginning of anything, think about this. In the beginning, for those who have the ability to walk, Mm-hmm. Right? That baby had to crawl. They had to pick themselves up. And people are like, oh no, they're going to fall. And they tried to walk and they fell back down. And it just got better and better. But so many people stop right before they can run in business, right before they can run in their relationship, right because they stopped at walking. They're like, oh, I'm just not good at keeping good relationships. I'm just not good at business. And it's because you stopped when you were just holding on. And I know it's a scary point to let go. And that's how most folks are, right? And I've done this. So I'm talking about myself, right? In the beginning.
Well, we all have.
Yeah. In the beginning, we're what we call unconsciously incompetent. Mm-hmm. And that means that I don't even know that I don't know. Like, you don't know that you don't know. And sometimes you think you know. You're like, oh, yeah, no, I could do that. And then it's like that time where I was on that flight and I'm trying to tell the pilot because it was just, it's just the pilot and I and two other people behind us. It was a small plane in Umfangamo, right? In this private island off of in Lake Victoria. And when I was visiting Africa, and I'm about to tell the pilot, hey, you're going too fast to land. And he's like going really fast. And, you know, I'm not an expert at flying a plane. Why did I think that I knew that he was going too fast? Right. But in my opinion, with a landing strip that short, I'm like, dude. And I actually said it. I was like, hey, don't you think you're going a little too fast to land? And he's like, he put his finger up, right? And went around and came back and said, look. And I looked down. He was like, we go the first time not to land, but to scare all the animals off the landing strip. Mm-hmm. The second time we actually land, I'm like, oh, because I didn't know what I didn't know.
Right.
And so often that's where people are. They're like, man, If before you tie your shoe, you just don't know that you don't know how to tie a shoe. You never even thought about tying a shoe. But then all of a sudden, someone's teaching you how to tie a shoe. And then you become consciously incompetent. Now you know you don't know how to tie a shoe.
Right.
So once that pilot said, look down, I knew at that point, oh, I know that I wouldn't have been able to do this because my butt would have tried to land with all the animals because I just didn't know.
Sure.
So then you become consciously incompetent. So that means you know that you don't know. That's the second phase. Mm. Then the third phase is consciously competent. And that means self-talk, family, that because you worked on it so hard, you know how to do it, but you got to think about doing it. When I first started driving manual, I had to really think about it. I'm on a hill, let the clutch up, little bit of gas, but it's like, turn the radio off. Like, I couldn't be distracted by it, right? And then all of a sudden, you become unconsciously competent.
I'm sorry. Remember when we first started dating, you tried to teach me how to drive?
Yep.
A stick, and I could not get it, and I was so frustrated.
Right.
But is that an instance where that wasn't something I was passionate about learning anyway? So I tried and I tried and I couldn't get it, and I became uninterested.
Yeah.
Is that the same?
Yeah, but thing? I think, but yeah, well, yes, but if there were only manual cars to drive, only stick shift, so there was never any automatics.
Right. Then I would have had to have.
You would have developed the passion because of what the passion could bring you.
Because I wanted to drive.
Right. Because you wanted to get to this location. Because you wanted to be able to go have fun here. And you wanted to be able to go without your mom being with you. Right? So the reason behind it sometimes is what you get passionate about.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right. Not the vehicle itself. Like sometimes people don't even like their job, but they like what they get paid so they can go out and do other things that the job provides, that money provides.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
So
the key is at some point to become unconsciously competent. That's what our goal is. That means you don't even think about what you're doing. Like I'm tying my shoe right now. I can talk. I can do, right? Or I'm driving a stick shift and I'm not even, that's when people start driving with their knee, right? They shouldn't, but they start, they're eating a burger. They put makeup on all at the same time.
Because they got it.
They got it. In anything in life that is that way, right? Even relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But again, sometimes when you make mistake after mistake after mistake, like in a relationship, it's scary to try to keep going. And sometimes like, you know what? This isn't working. Right?
No, you're right.
And you give up prematurely.
Right.
Instead of switching out what you're doing.
I know. I know because it's not easy. I'm making it sound easy to get to this point of mastery, but the key is to keep navigating through, but to also have mentorship, right? To put yourself in environments where people can say, hey, look, I've been there. And right there where you are, if you just made this adjustment.
Yeah.
Because, practice That's doesn't true. Make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Because if you're doing it the wrong way over and over, now you've just made permanent the wrong way.
The wrong way to do it.
So, right? Yeah. So the key is that, how do I continue to perfect this practice? that I'm doing. That's why I like a marriage retreat, for an example, would be important, because you could be doing things that's unhealthy in a relationship and not even realize it until right. you made aware of it. And you're like, oh my gosh, we do that all the time. Mm-hmm. No wonder we couldn't progress and move forward in that area mm-hmm. of our relationship.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're like, man, that, now that's better.
Right.
You move one step beyond that.
Right.
So this is how we just get better at it. And this is the reason why we say self-talk, because think about it. If you're in business and you're like, man, I'm not having the success that I want, but I hate getting no's. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in business, more than likely, you're going to have to embrace some no's.
Yes.
But how do you master overcoming the objections you get with the no unless you have more? Exactly right.
You have to practice.
And so you have to say to yourself when you're getting the no, thank you for one more opportunity mm-hmm. to get better.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's an opportunity to get better. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for an opportunity for someone to help me sharpen my axe. Because if you got all yeses, you wouldn't have to sharpen your axe. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're in sports and there was no reason for you to compete against anybody else for that position, there's no reason for you to get any better. You already know you're going to start.
Right.
You know, like, hey, look, we just start you because you've been here. No one's ever going to take your position. There's no reason for you to get better.
Right. Right.
So mastery also comes because you have an opportunity to have some type of resistance.
Yes, yes. That's why I tease our oldest all the time. Like, thank you for letting me practice on you because I went through the bumps and bruises of learning how to be a mom,
yeah.
right, and fare through. And I got better and better. And then with the next one, I was like, oh, I shouldn't do that. I should do this. And then with another one, you're like, well, I should have done that. I should have done this. But you learn, like you said, you kind of feel your way through.
Right.
But you get better and better. And I wouldn't be getting better if I didn't mess up sometimes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, it's very true. Especially when you become self-aware of what the mess up is. Like, I take responsibility for it. And how can I be better?
Right.
Right. The next time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why self-talk gives us an opportunity to say things like, man, I'm not the best that I'm going to be, but I'm so thankful this isn't the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm so thankful this is a pit stop. I'm so thankful that this is just a part of the journey.
Yes.
And you find joy in that journey. When you can do that, you realize that, man, 3 years from now, this is going to be so exciting because I know if I keep doing what I'm doing, I can't help but to get better because I have the right mentorship in place. We talked mm-hmm. about that, having the right coaches in place. I have repetition on my side. So I'm not the person that says, oh, I've done that. Like one time, that's
right,
it.
Right.
I've gone to martial arts one time. And I'm supposed to get a black belt? No, that's never going to happen, right? I'm not going to be able to defend myself after three classes. Mm-hmm. But as most folks, they do it one time. I talked to a buddy of mine today who's in government contracting, and he was like, so many people look at the big money that's available in government contracting.
Mm-hmm.
But he said what they really can't appreciate is, number one, they don't know what they don't know. They only see the person driving the rolls, or they only see the person and say, oh, I'm in government contracting. But they don't see all the no's.
Yes.
They don't see all the adjustments that go from, you know, hey, I thought it was 5 year, but it's a base, and we only decided to do it just 1 year, and the other 2 years we didn't execute the options. You know, he said people don't really talk about that side of it.
Right.
So they don't know what they don't know. And even when once they get started, he's like, thankfully I'm around other GCON government contractors, because he said, now I realize I'm not the only one mm-hmm. who only had one contract this year.
Right.
He's like, I'm thinking, what's wrong with me? I got one.
Right.
But that's like people in real estate who sold one home and they're like, I'm not that good at it. Don't stop if you want to be better.
Yes, keep
right?
going.
Do more of it. Right? Mm-hmm. Get a coach to figure out how can I be doing it better as I'm doing more of it.
Right. But you know, too, I think about sometimes you get blocked in your self-talk because you messed up.
Mm.
And a lot of times we can't move forward because we're holding on to something in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That one mess up, and we can't get past it to move forward.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to keep the self-talk alive.
Yeah.
And it'll help us get through that part. Because
yeah.
it's tough.
Yeah.
You know? Because sometimes you feel like, well, I had my chance and I'm not going to have it again. Just forget it. But because you're holding on to that one mistake you made.
Mm.
Or maybe two mistakes you made. And it's like, I got to get out of that and move on.
Oh, that reminds me of an old saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
You love saying that.
Yeah, I think that No, I mean, seriously, it's like, look, you got a little bit of the water that's dirty. Like, throw that out. But don't throw the whole baby out with the bath water. It's just it's a little dirt, a little ring around the tub.
It's
you
okay.
Know? It's okay. We can fix that. We can clean that up, right? So, but you're right. After, you know, two times, three times, it's like, oh, it's not working for me. Like in our business, in Legal Shield, so many folks, they get started, they're so excited. Like, oh my gosh, I got an opportunity to really generate extra income, residual income. And they get three no's. Like my mama, my best friend, and my sister told me no, so it's not going to work. I'm like,
it's over.
Right. But people only say and do what's a reflection of their own reality. So mom got something that maybe she's dealt with in the past, and she said no because of that. Sister don't want you to succeed anyway because she's going to be a little jealous. Best friend was just not the time. It wasn't right. Like, so now you gave up your whole business because three people told you no. And that's what I'm saying. There's no way you can get better at getting yes. And some of those same people that told you no could say yes if you learn how to approach them differently because you started mastering the art of relationship building and marketing and sales, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, you know, listen, guys, we just don't want you to stop after two, after three, after four, after five. Quite frankly, after 100. It took me 1,100 people. It's only because I used to keep notes. My journal, someone told me to journal. It took me 1,100 people before I really found myself in marketing. You know what I mean? That version of me that could attract success.
Right.
1,100. But out of 1,100, I ended up having 20 people that I could guide and lead, and I became a better leader through that 20. But I always think, what if I stopped at 100?
Do you think your self-talk helped you get to that point?
No doubt. No doubt. I didn't even know about self-talk, but personal development allowed me to say better things to myself. I didn't know it was termed self-talk.
Right.
But certainly personal development allowed me to say different things to myself.
Yeah.
Like, man, I will not quit. You know what I mean? My IQ level was way too high. And I don't mean the intelligence ranking.
Okay.
I mean, my I quit level.
Oh, yeah.
And so we often say, you know, what is it that would make you quit? And I just like nothing, because my family, I've got to do better for my family. I've got to hit this, whatever those whys were at the time. So I just ask that you identify with, you know, with your IQ level is. What's going to make you quit? What's going to make you stop doing one more, two more? And if you do stop this, then what else is going to replace that that's going to help you to reach that goal that you've set? Yeah. If it's a fitness goal, if it's a financial goal, because there's nothing wrong with quitting if you're progressing and moving forward into something that's better for you, right? Quitting on this relationship because there's a better relationship you feel like would be more mutually beneficial. Quitting on that job because there's an elevation waiting for you in this next job. And so, but quitting to do nothing, quitting to go backwards is not a good thing. You quit to move forward.
I don't like the word quit.
I know.
Like, so, I don't know, a different course or a change. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like the word quit either at all.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know.
A refocus or change of plans or something. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adjustments are all, listen.
Yeah.
And you're talking about somebody who really has never really liked change, who is starting to embrace change.
Well, I'm starting to stop holding on to things so I can move forward.
Okay.
I am. I can't hold on.
Sounds like a whole episode.
I can't do it anymore.
Okay. All right. Not shackled to that past?
No, I don't. And I don't want to be.
Okay.
There's nothing there. I have to move forward.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like it. All right, guys. So listen, commit to yourself that you're going to do more. More of it, whatever it is, more of it, because you can. You can do one more rep. You can maybe do one more day. Maybe you can do one more hour. Maybe you can do that one more time. Maybe you can start saying that one more time, right? So whatever it is, you can offer more grace. So we just ask that you create habits out of these things, because what we start to do habitually will end up resulting in what we have permanently. I can take a look at where you are. You can take a look at where I am. And know what my habits are.
That's good.
So let's make sure that we're doing something long enough to create a habit to yield the results that we want. This has been a first episode.
Yay, we're back.
Of our season 2 of the self-talk. We look forward to seeing you guys soon. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually will determine what we attract for ourselves.
And don't be a quitter. It's just a change of course.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.